Blog Talk Radio.
Living in a time, wow. Folks, when...
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to... trying to do a recording at the same time. But... folks, it's Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we just have to give God the honor and the glory and the praise. It is March 3rd, 2018. And glory be to God in the highest. He is our God. He's our Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, folks. He changed not. He's the same God who told Abraham to leave his kindred, to leave his home, to leave his father's house, and go into a land that he didn't know about. The same God who, when Joseph was sold into slavery or was sold to the Ishmaelites by his own brothers who hated him, it was the same God who just helped him, allow Joseph to grow on the mountain that he was facing. I mean, folks, we all have mountains to climb. Nobody had a bigger mountain that we can think about than Joseph. As a lad, he was 17 years old when he was sold into Egypt, and he faced mountains after mountains after mountains, and in all of them, he overcame. God is able to deliver us. He gave us the power over the serpent and over scorpions and over sicknesses and over diseases and over our mountains. Every single one of us living today have mountains to overcome. Some of us have mountains of as big as Mount Everest. Some of us have hills to climb and valleys to go through, oceans to cross. And what we do and who we trust when we are in these situations make a difference in how we overcome, how we react to our mountains is evidence of our faith. To overcome these mountains, folks, especially in these last days, especially in these moments of time that we're living in, Satan is like a roaring lion, and he is literally seeking whom he may devour, and he is literally at war with the saints. Have you feel tired and worn out and just feel like you don't even want to pray? Lord, there are times when God knows that I'm guilty. There are times when I don't feel like praying, that I don't want to pray, that I feel so tired and so I just want to sleep. I mean, Satan, Lucifer and his wicked children and the fallen angels and demons, they are working overtime. Just let me just plainly say they are working overtime to wear out the saints. We Lord God, Jesus Christ said, the word of God said in Daniel that the beasts, they are going to try to wear out the saints. We are in a time when we are tired, we're weary, we're worn out, and there are prophets and watchmen and people out there that are bringing the truth, that are bringing, that the Lord God is revealing so many things to. Like I just want to mention Jonathan Clark. And I just, before I even go any further, I just want to pray for Johnny. Father, in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, I just pray for Jonathan Clark right now that you may hold up his hand, Lord God. I just want to be one of the people that hold up his hand. Like when Moses was tired and he was there to just see the children of Israel through, and Pharaoh was just after the children of Israel with an army, and Moses was trying to get the children of Israel over to the other side, and they were faced with an ocean. And I think Jonathan Clark is like Moses, who is faced with bringing truth that are really, really hard for the majority to actually believe and swallow. And many people, he's been attacked left and right by so-called Christians and by the enemy. And I just want to pray, Father, that your protection over Jonathan Clark, that you may keep him safe, and that, you know, we may hold up his hand like Moses, like the people around Moses held his arm up so that he won't get tired and the sea can be held back so that the children of Israel can go through. And I think Jonathan Clark represent that type, that he's trying to hold up his hand to show the power of God, to bring forth the word of God, so the children of Israel can wake up. So those of us who are here and are in the last days and are struggling, and many of us have doubt, so we can actually wake up and just go through that opening that God gave to us to actually see and end up on the other side of the other side of the promised land. I just want to thank you for Johnny right now, and that you may keep him and protect him. In Yeshua's holy precious name, amen. Folks, I just want to give my testimony on what it means to have faith in the Most High God, what it means to believe in him, what it means to trust in him, because it is our faith. The word of God said that in the last days our faith will be so tested that if we overcome the enemy, if we overcome all the things that will come to test us, then we will see the result in the end. We will be victorious. We will come out as shining as gold. And so, folks, just trust in the Lord and just keep on going. I remember having a dream where there was this, it's like I was, in my dream, I was actually seeing the entire scene play out before me. It was like I was just watching on the side, the whole scene. And there was this man dressed in a long white gown, and he was tied. There was a sash or a string or something tied around his waist, and he had no shoes on. And in my dream, I know it to be Yeshua, Jesus, and he was running along in this valley or in this plain where there is lots and lots of ferns and thistles and branches and things that gets in the way. And there is a man, there is a man in regular clothes just following, just running behind this man dressed in white. The man that was dressed in the long white gown and had no shoe on his feet. He was just, I knew in my dream that was Jesus. And the person following Jesus was this man, and he was following the man in white. And the man in white kept running along in this valley or this plain where there is trees and shrubs and bushes, and it kept getting in the face and getting in the way, and the man kept running behind the man in white, but the man that was following on, he kept falling every minute, and the man in white, when the man behind him falls, the man in white would stand up, he would stop, and he would wait for him to pick himself up. And then when he picks himself up, then the man in white kept running along, and the man kept falling all the way, and the man in white would just stop and wait for him to pick himself up, and he will encourage him and use his hand and call him and usher him on and encourage him. And I remember in my dream, the man in white went through a wall of fire. And the man who was following him along was afraid to go through the fire. And the man in white, which is Jesus, stood behind the wall of fire for a while. And he kept calling the man who was following on. He kept calling him to come along, but he was so hesitant. He was afraid. He was afraid to go through the fire. And Yeshua, Jesus, who was the man in white, kept calling him on. Eventually, the man went through the fire. The man who was following along went through the fire. And Yeshua, also the man in white, when he went along after he crossed over the wall of fire, there was a calm sea. There was a calm sea before him. And the man in white stepped on the sea. The man in white stepped on the sea, the very calm sea. And when he put his foot on the sea turned to crystal, like pure gold. And as he continued to walk on the sea, on the water, the man in white, which is Jesus, as he continued to walk on the water, every footstep caused the water to become like crystal, hard like gold, and the entire sea solidified under the feet of Jesus. And it was so clear, it was so transparent, it shone like gold. And finally, the man behind caught up, and he stepped on the sea of glass. And as he stepped on, he made the first step on the sea of glass, he literally fell a couple times as he entered the sea and he stepped on the sea of glass. He fell a couple of times. But Yeshua keep walking towards what looks like an altar and overlooking another sea. But the other sea that overlooking the sea of glass was all liquid, but it was calm. And the man kept following on behind Yeshua. And in my dream, I knew what that place was, the sea that turned to glass, that turned to crystal. In my dream, I knew what it was. And in my dream, I said, the crystal sea, the sea of glass. And as I woke up from the most beautiful, beautiful place, peaceful place you can ever find, the sea of glass. And I woke up from the dream, and I didn't know what that was, what the sea of glass was, or what the crystal sea was, because in my dream I knew it to be the crystal sea. But as I started doing my research, I started Googling the crystal sea. First thing came up is Revelation, where the Bible talk about the crystal sea or the sea of glass, and where the saints were after they overcame the beast, the mark of the beast, And they were there before the throne of God on the crystal sea or the sea of glass. And as I woke up and I asked the Lord, what does this mean? The Lord put in my heart that this, the man following Yeshua, represent us, the saints. And to make this long story, because I need to get to the point with my testimony on the mountains that we face every day in our life, the man represent us, you and me. Because when the man behind was running after Yeshua, he have to stop along the way to remove the branches that are hanging down that in his face. He had to remove the branches. He have to there were thorns and thistles and everything that was getting in his way. So he had to remove all these things out of his life, and he kept falling and falling and falling. And so, folks, I just want to say that we represent that man who kept our eyes on Yeshua. We have to keep our eyes on him, even though we fall, even though we slip, even though we fall into diverse temptations and testing, and we fall along the way. We cannot take our eyes off of Yeshua. We have to keep our eyes on him because he's always there with us, no matter what, to usher us on, to encourage us, to keep up the good works, to usher us on and to help us to just look towards him and not to take our eyes off of him. So we are that person that was following after Yeshua. We fall many times, but we made it. We made it. We made it to the end. So I just want to encourage all of you, all of us, that we are definitely living in the end times, that we are definitely living in the last. So I just want to say that in these last days that we are living in, we have a lot of mountains to overcome, especially in these times that we are in. And I want to speak about a special mountain that I had to overcome, that the Lord was just speaking to my heart today on that mountain. I remember last year, just around this time last year, it was in February of last year, my husband, they found a growth, a mass growing under his cranium. And it was hanging over his brain. It wasn't affecting him in any way yet, but they didn't know what it was, if it was cancerous. The doctors didn't know, so we didn't want to just do radiation on something that we didn't know what it was. And there was no way that the doctors can take a biopsy on it because it was under the brain. So they decided to remove the tumor or the growth that was there. And so the doctors told us that it would be okay because it wasn't pressing down on the brain. It was resting close to the brain where the membrane of the tumor was actually had actually joined with the membrane of his brain, but it wasn't affecting him in any way, and it wasn't pressing down on his brain, at least not yet. But, you know, so the doctor said the surgery should go well. You know, it wasn't invading the brain or anything. He should be up in 6 weeks and back to work. You know, he went into the hospital, a very strong man, and while in the surgery, he had a stroke, and when he woke up, he was disoriented. He couldn't form a proper word. He didn't understand what anybody was saying. He just during the stroke, he was paralyzed on his left side. Actually, it was on his right side. He was paralyzed on his right side. And And folks, that was a scary moment. The kids were crying. He was crying. He didn't understand what was going on. I was distraught. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. The doctors were scared because they didn't anticipate it would go this way. And to be honest with you, I was scared, and he was scared, and I didn't know what to expect. And I was beside myself, and the doctor said to me, well, he wouldn't be able to gain back his walking anytime soon. Maybe he will start to walk again, give him 9 months to a year, where he would regain some sort of be able to walk and move his arm. And I couldn't, that was the mountain. That was my mountain that I had to climb. That was my mountain that I had to face. I had to cast that mountain in the ocean. Like Jesus Christ said, if we had faith as a grain of the mustard seed, and we say to the mountain, be removed, and be cast into the ocean, it shall be done. And let me tell you something, that mountain that I had to climb was a very steep mountain. I said, I remember when the doctor told me that, and I'm speaking here, folks, because we have to have faith in God. Without faith in God, we cannot face our mountain. And I believe it was my faith in God that caused this dramatic recovery for my husband. I remember when the doctor said that to me, I look at the doctor at that moment and I said to him, when he said my husband may not start moving his feet and his arm maybe 9 months to a year, I looked at him and I said, Dr. Shah, I don't know which God you serve. I don't know who is your God. But I do know that the God I serve, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly amazing things that we can never even dare to ask of him or think to ask of him. And I said, I don't know which God you serve, but I know that my God is able to do this. He is able to heal him. And I said to the doctor, I said, Dr. Shah, my husband will walk out of this hospital on his own, by himself, in 6 weeks. I don't know why I said 6 weeks. It just came to my mind to say 6 weeks. And let me tell you something. The doctor went to India. He gave me his phone numbers and everything to call him if any change. He went to India in two weeks after the surgery. And I remember calling the doctor and said, that was maybe 4 weeks after the surgery, because he was in ICU for a good 3 weeks. They kept him in intensive care unit to monitor him. And in the fourth week, they took him out of ICU. I think the end of the third week, they took him out of ICU and put him in rehab in the hospital. And he spent another 3 weeks in rehab in the hospital. That was 6 weeks. And in the third week, after they took him out, the end of the third week, like 4 weeks, he was using his arm. He moved his leg. He was able to move his leg. And I called the doctor while he was in India in the third week, I think. I said he moved his leg. He didn't believe. The doctor didn't believe. He said, I don't believe, Miss Matthews. I have to see that myself. As soon as the doctor came back from India, he went straight to the hospital from the airport. At 4 o'clock in the morning, he stood over my husband. He had to see. He had to see for himself because he didn't believe. He had to see. He woke my husband up. He said, your wife called me and told me you're moving. Like, I need to see for myself. He was so scared, the doctor. When my husband moved his leg, the doctor called me the next day. 8 o'clock in the morning, he said, Miss Matthews, he said, I couldn't believe it. He said, it's all you. He said, it's all you. You believed that he would do this. He would move his leg. It's all you. That's why he's moving his leg already and he's healed. He said, it's all you. It's all you because you believe. I said, Dr. Shaw, it has nothing to do with me. All about God. It's all about having faith in him. It's all about trusting in him. Let me tell you something. They called my husband Superman at the hospital because he was moving so fast. He walked out of that hospital. They sent him out with walker and cane and a potty and this and that, and he never used any of it. He must have used a cane a couple of times to walk up and down the stairs, but that was it. Within 2 months from there, he was back at work. The doctor was blown out of the water. That is faith. That is faith to move a mighty mountain. That was a mighty mountain that I had to overcome. Folks, you and I, when we are faced with our mountains, when we are faced with crossing our valleys, when we are faced with crossing oceans, what do we do? Do we sit down and cry and weep and wail and moan? Do we complain? Jesus Christ said, "If we have to speak to our mountains. We have to testify by faith. We have to testify of the awesome things that God can do for us when we trust in him." Folks, at that moment, I literally testify of the awesomeness of God, of my faith in God to an unbeliever, to a doctor who believed in science and medicine but not in the healing powers of God. He looked at me and he's like, she's being unreasonable. She's grieving. I can't talk to her right now about this. I can't tell her what she's saying is impossible. Because after the fact, he told me, he said, he was saying that this is impossible, but I can't tell her that. But, folks, with God, all things are possible, and there are no impossibilities with him, and there is nothing too hard for him to do. The Lord God honored that testimony. The Lord God honored my faith in him. When are we going to test our faith in God? It is when we have mountains to overcome. It is when we have mountains before us and we can say to the mountain, be removed and cast into the ocean. So folks, I'm encouraging you to strengthen yourself. Let us strengthen ourselves in God. Let us exercise our faith because it is our faith that will see us through the years to come, the months to come, the times to come, because Antichrist is about to show himself on the scene. The man of sin is about to be revealed. Awesome things are going to Beings are going to show up on planet Earth, and what are you going to do? It is through our faith that we are going to be able to move these mighty mountains. Now, I just want to encourage everyone to just love your brothers and sisters, love your neighbors as yourself. But most importantly, the Word of God said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. And unless we're able to love him with all our soul, all our heart, and all our mind, then we definitely cannot love God unless we love, and we definitely cannot love others unless we love, we are in love with the Most High God first. And through the love of God abided in us, then with that love, we are able to love others. So I just want to wish everyone a very blessed Sabbath day, and I hope to speak to you again. And there was a caller online, and I just want to thank you, caller, for calling in, and I couldn't stop to say hello because I didn't want to be distracted from what I was saying, but I just want to thank everyone who would listen, and you can always send me an email through Blog Talk Radio if you like. Or send me an email. My email address is joanjmtt@aol.com. I love every single one of you in Christ, and I just want to encourage you to just continue on this journey. All right. Have a blessed night.